I suppose, Vincent, I'll start with you since you were the first Donegal winner. And as we do every year, what is it so special about the Donegal International for you, Vincent?
Well, probably the biggest thing about it, because I won it, that would be probably the biggest part of the whole thing. But it goes back to the late 70s. I think I'd done nearly every one of them for about maybe 25 years. Never missed one. And it was always the highlight of the year for me anyway, the Donegal Rally, because it's your home event and you kind of nearly know where you're going. And, you know, the buzz in the county and the people is always talking about the Donegal Rally, how special it is, and the stages are special. Anybody that ever comes to the Donegal Rally, all these foreigners and everything, they always want to come back because the stages are so good.
And James, you've been involved in the rally at different levels. You've competed, you've been in the organising committee, you've been COC, you have won the event, you've watched the evolution of this rally very, very closely, and it really is what we're calling it now, the jewel in the motorsport calendar.
That's a good way to sum it up. I think most competitors that have been to Donegal would agree with that. It's like the jewel in the crown. I remember going back, like, in the early days, cycling out to what's the first stage this year, funny enough, Trenta, to watch the rally, cycled out to watch it, and that's where the bug got me. I didn't see anything like it. Fantastic. This is for me. Somewhere or other, I have to find a way into this, and I was lucky enough to do that. And I did the first couple co-driving, then I got on. This man got me ducked into driving, so Rory here, so that's what started the whole thing back a lot of years ago now. But it's a fantastic event. It's well organised. The stages are some of the best in the world. I mean, I've been lucky enough, been around, I've done gravel loads and a lot of the World Championship events and European events. And Donegal's just got something unique about it as regards the stages, the challenge of them, the character of them. The atmosphere of the event's a big thing, like Sebastian Loeb talked about that, like, and he's multi-world champion, seen everything, done everything in rallying, and you talk about the atmosphere in Donegal. The people of Donegal, the residents, the welcome, all those things make the event what it is.
And Rory, it's amazing that the Donegal International is a round of an Irish Tarmac Championship, but it's much more than that, because the eyes of the world are constantly on this county in the third weekend of June.
Absolutely. Obviously, Donegal stands out. Obviously, the only three-day event left in this country, in fact, and as far as I'm aware, one of the only three-day events left in Europe, and I maybe even further afield. But all the eyes are absolutely on Donegal in the third week in June. And even, you know, the event this weekend, the World Championship, is the next round of the World Championships in Sardinia. And, you know, the whole talk within the teams and the mechanics and the engineers and service teams is all about Donegal's next week. I wonder who'd win and what the crack is and so on. So there's huge heritage there with it, you know. And even these two men sitting beside us here, Vincent Bonner, like, is absolute part of the heritage of this rally. James Cullen, the same unique position whereby he started off at very humble beginnings in the rally, built his way up, competed in the rally at very high level, went on to organise the event, was part of his home event, and then ultimately went on to win the event. Like, so that's a fairy tale in itself, really. Yeah. You know, so the two men beside me here are absolute part of the very fabric and culture of this event, and it's a tremendous event for everybody in Donegal, both economically and sportingly. So we're all delighted to be part of it, and as you know yourself, it's for the economic benefit of the town and the county as well. It's a brilliant thing to have.
Yeah. Before we go any further, James mentioned there that you got him driving. So are you going to take a bit of credit for his two international wins, are you?
Well, one of them international wins was to my detriment, actually. Because he beat us in 91 whenever we went off the road on what is commonly known as the Year of the Cat. Yeah. So James went on to win then, and we ended up off the road. But James is top driver, absolute top driver in this country and further afield, and very well recognised. And you know, I'm delighted to have accompanied him on quite a few events, and he and I started out together. So really, there's a huge connection there between us and that.
Vincent, we'll go back to you. And it was interesting watching the three of you look at the map before we'd done this interview. And you were focusing in on the Friday stages because there's changes there. And you were discussing, have you actually competed on them before? And Vincent, you said that you competed on most of that, but by looking at it and hearing what you were discussing, these are going to be challenging for the drivers, and it's certainly going to sort a few boys out in the opening day, Vincent.
There's no question whatsoever about it. You know, Donegal on a Friday, you know, you definitely won't want it, but you definitely can throw it all away on the Friday, you know. And we were just looking at the stages, and there are bits, the third stage is the one I'm not that familiar with, but the other two, I've done them numerous times, you know. They've changed bits and pieces and all that, but basically, you know, we have done them year over year, and that's probably why we are so fond of the Donegal Rally, because they never seem to throw a road at us that we never done before over all the years, you know. But I remember back, we'll say, in the beginning of the 80s, and the first 30 cars, we'll say, on Cairn Hill was nearly one of the favourites, you know, to be used at Cairn Hill. And the first 30 cars was marked two escorts, and every one of them was equal. And when you look at it now, you know, the first, we'll say, maybe 9 or 10 cars are WRC, and after that then it's all marked two escorts.
Yeah.
So, you know, it has a unique, definitely it's a very, very unique event.
Let's look at them stages just, James. On Friday you mentioned that you cycled as far as Trenta when you were a young boy to watch this. What sort of test are these going to be for the drivers?
They're a challenge on Friday, like, and we go back down the years. One of the lessons I learned from Bertie Fisher in Donegal is you don't take your time on the first stage. Like, Bertie's, it was his tactic, was his hard as he could go on the first stage, and if you're quickest in the first stage, then you have a wee bit of everybody else is playing catch up. So Friday is like very important, but I mean, they don't give out any prizes to Sunday night, you have to finish. But I think it's like the Donegal Grand Prix, you have to be at it from word go, you have to stay in the row. It's the guy who makes the least mistakes. But Friday is quite challenging. It's new basically to everyone, because it hasn't been used for a number of years. Like, Trenta's got a real mixture. It's got fast flowing Donegal grippy stages, a couple of little narrow bits to catch you out. Letter League we've done down the years, superb stage, very, very fast, really challenging. And the third stage, I don't think anyone's done that before. Like, it might have been done in reverse maybe 15 years ago, so it's a good level playing field, and it's some opener now. It's a great opener.
And Rory, what's it like at the start of day one as a navigator? You have to go flat out from the very start, as James mentioned. Is there pressure there? Is there nerves there? And then how do you deal with that combination?
Well, all that is there. I mean, there's obviously everybody's a wee bit nervous. An epic event like this, when you're the build up to it and so on, it brings its own pressures and nerves. But most of the drivers, by the time it comes to doing it, like, once you know it comes the first stage and getting on it, that's really when it all happens for us boys. Like, that's why we do it. It's the stages of the rally. It's what it's all about for us. But you know, it's important to say that, you know, even though people say Friday, you know, is just get into it and so on, like, but every stage counts and every mile counts and every second counts. So ultimately, you've got to make, you know, you've got to manage, the team has got to be done in such a way that you can get all your information from your weather crews and gravel crews and so on, and try and make the right tire choices and so on. And if you can do that, you know, you stand a good chance of staying with it. Like, but if you can get the jump on somebody at the start, it's very important, because as the rally goes on, like, you know, you can sort of, you know, keep the pressure on, and then boys have to catch you as such. Like, Declan Boyle's coming to this rally with a brand new car, the new state-of-the-art, most modern world rally car that you can get. And Declan will probably take a wee bit to adjust, but when he gets going, there'll be no stopping him. Like, yeah. So we know our plan at this stage is as hard as we can go to begin with.
Yeah. Just on day one, not too many know that stage, as James says. It must be 15 years or so since it was run, so it's a level playing field. How crucial is that stage going to be on Friday, Rory?
Well, they're all crucial, as I say, like, every stage counts, like, but a new stage means that, you know, the familiarity of doing a stage like Cairn Hill or Fannet Head or Atlantic Drive and so on, all the drivers in the rally know them roads intimately, like, but this stage now is a new one, and it's all about your pace notes and how committed you are. So when we see a stage like that, we tend to think, right, we have a chance here that not everybody knows this as well. We'll do a good bit of work on the recce and their pace notes and so on, and I can rest assured we'll be pushing very hard there, like.
That's on the Friday. The Saturday and the Sunday is very much similar to what we've seen before. The classics are in there, plus we've got the Gary Gartz and the Cairn Hills, and then on Sunday it's now become the traditional finish to wrap things up at Fannet Drive. And these and the drivers who've competed, particularly in recent years, know these stages very, very well. But it's James, it's how you manage these classics, and you can't be complacent on them.
You certainly can't be complacent on anywhere in Donegal. Like, they are classic stages, they are challenging. The weather can play, as we know, can go anyway. Could play a big part in the whole thing yet. Now the weather's great at the moment. Hopefully that's the way it stays. There's a hell of a lot of driving on Saturday and Sunday. And usually if you think the rally's won on Sunday and you get anyway complacent or relaxed, like, they're probably three of the best stages in the world, never mind Donegal, that's on Sunday. There's a lot of stage miles in it, there's a lot to play for. It's like an end of the last 20 minutes in our Ireland final and you're leading, but it's not over to the final whistle.
Yeah. There's 20 stages over the course of the weekend. Vincent, I think you might have tackled 30 odd stages at one time in Donegal. So how would you go about managing all this?
Well, I think the year that we won it, there were 37 stages in the rally. And I don't think, many of them was repeated. You know, they were nearly all single stages. But this year now, or since, we'll say, this last 10 years, they're doing 3-3-3. And it has a terrible advantage, you know. But it's like everything. You have to manage it terrible well.
How sore on a car is it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Especially if it's dry.
Yeah.
Tyre choice is a terrible problem in Donegal. Because the locals and the boys that does it every year, you know, they know the terrain and they know the type of road and everything else. And see if you're caught with the wrong tyre in Donegal, forget it, you're gone.
Yeah.
You know. So you definitely need to manage it terrible well.
And it's interesting, Rory, that when the World Rally Championship teams were here, they struggled on the first day to figure out, how do you handle Donegal? How do you get the tyres right? How do you get your suspension right? They couldn't cope with it as well as you and Mark Higgins found you were leading the rally and beating Sebastian Loeb, and it is very, very much unique.
It's very unique, actually. Irish tarmac is, as you say, unique and a bit specialised compared to other rallies in Europe and Isleman in the UK. But nevertheless, you find when Loeb and them boys came, it didn't take them long getting up to speed. When they finally got it sussed, they were right back up to speed there. But, you know, the whole challenge of this rally is all about keeping your nose clean, losing the least amount of time, and been right on the pace from the very beginning. Like.
So then, guys, let's look at the entry list. James, we'll go to you. We mentioned Declan Boyle. Roy just mentioned him a short time ago. He's coming with a new Fiesta. Himself and Brian Boyle from Letchermack Award. The first all Donegal crew since Vincent and Seamus done it last year. There's no Subaru. It's a new car. He's going to sit and figure out how to learn this car. But given his ability and his talent, we expect Declan to be very much on the pace once he gets settled in, James.
I would expect so. Like everyone's looking forward to seeing the car. This is only the fourth one of these built. M Sport built three for the World Championship. Tannock's car had a great pace about it. Like Elfin Elvin's car had a few wee problems, so hopefully Declan's is on the ball as the business. The car is the best that Ford and M Sport can turn out. I think it's kind of a highlight of the rally in one way, like to see that level of a car coming to Donegal. Like it's almost the debut outside the World Championship for the car. Everything Declan has done since he started rallying, he's gone about it in a very professional manner. He's done a great job on it. He's to be admired in the way he's done everything. I think he will adapt very, very quickly to this. And I say, if he keeps his nose clean on Friday and gets out of it, there'll be, I think he'll give Donna and Gary a fair old run for it before it's all over.
Speaking of Donna, without a doubt, James, the form man of this year, he's leading both the National and the Tarmac Championships, and he's been flawless this year with Kevin Flanagan and on board in that WRC. This is his home event, and I'm sure if you said to Donna, if you wanted to swap all the rallies for a victory in Donegal, he would, but he's the form man, and I suppose he'll be the favourite with everybody in the rallying fraternity at the moment.
I think he has to be. Like, he probably doesn't want the favourite tag, but, we have to give favourite tags, and he's the man on form at the minute. Everything he touches is turned to gold. He's got the one in run, the one in touch. Got a very good car, great team. Everything around him says, every way you look at it, it's hard to find a weak spot in it. That's his home rally. The motivation will be as high as it can be.
Yeah.
And it's great. It'll be good for the rally because everyone there is going to win it. And I think it's still a good race. Like, yeah. And you've also Gary and Rory, and anybody that, if Gary gets his car sorted, we know from the past, he's one of the flair drivers, he's one of the personalities, one of the great drivers to watch. Like, and he
knows what it takes to win, doesn't he?
He put on some show. He knows what it takes to win. He's got the grit, determination, the ability to win it. So I think it's a three-way battle, and there are a few dark horses now for the podium, but I think if you're looking at the winner, that's it. And say Donna starts obviously with a favourite tag.
Yeah, and Donna's been thereabouts for quite a long time, very much the consistent man in rounds of rallying in both championships through the years. But when he got that first one under his belt, there was no turning back for him after that.
Once he got assist, Oisin is just, there's no turning back, as I say. Every rally Donna's done this year, bar one, he's won it outright. And, you know, the confidence level is very high, the car, the preparation and the setup, obviously, works very well. He's on Michelin tyres, which are renowned in this part of the world. Like, so the whole package he has at the moment is pretty good, and it looks like the winning formula. Yeah. So he starts, whether he likes it or not, he starts looking like favoured, you know, so that'll be all to play for.
Does that suit the rest of the field there, that he's favoured and yours aren't?
Well, you can only go really by the form, you know, and Don has shown the form this year. Like, we've shown very poor form, really, and we've had a couple of technical issues with our car recently, and, you know, it didn't help our performance. So, really, we're a wee bit on the back foot at the moment. So, we're hoping to, obviously, address them problems and have it right for next weekend.
Rory, I asked you about pressure and managing the rally. You've sat with Bertie, and you've gone on to Donegal Internationals as favourites. How do you handle that favourites tag?
Well, the favourite tag, the very nature of becoming favourite by winning the rallies, obviously, success breeds success, and success breeds confidence. And really, when you have the confidence, that's the ultimate way of dealing with stress. Like, because you know you can do it, you've done it before, and you're very capable. Like, and when you have that in your mind, it's like lining up at the start of a race or a football match or whatever. Once you have that confidence and you're playing well and doing your job well, really, that can handle the stress. Like, that's where you can, that helps you cope with the situation whereby you know you've done it before and you're capable of doing it and you know you can do it again. Like,
some of the other guys that could be fighting out for a podium, and if anything happens at the front, possibly a one as well, Darrell Reardon and Derry's Tony McDade, Seamus Leonard and John McCafferty from Omagh and Donegal, PJ McDermott as an entry, Stephen Wright, who's been a former Group N winner here. That's the top eight. Then we go on to the battle for Group N, which is always a hotly contested battle, and the top seeds of Donegal man from Balbuffet, Martin Doherty, but you've also got the likes of Aaron McKeel and Brendan Comiskey and Adrian Ray in that mix as well. And James, that battle in Group N is one that you always watch as well each year with a lot of interest, and that could certainly make for an exciting battle come the Sunday.
Certainly, well, there's a real good mix in it. Like, there's five or six guys, and like, there'll be a favourite. Everyone has their favourite who think who should do it. Their form this last year or so, everyone has won Group N somewhere. So, you know, I think Martin has to start in favour because he's Donegal guy. That, and he has the history, he has the ability. Brendan Comiskey and Aaron McHale have been trading seconds all year everywhere they've gone. Aidan Ray's a new guy in the block. He's now gone to a new Evo 10. He's got youth on his side, he's got the ability. Trevor Bustard, Pat Kirk, Pat son of Renaissance. He's got whatever he's taken now is working for him. So, you know, he's back, he's doing the times. It's great to see.
He's looking for a first finish in a number of years.
Group N's a little bit more, slightly different to the other. Like, they're basically like a road car, which is a rally car, and like a dry Donegal rally, you have to be quick, but you have to probably manage that car better than most other cars because they're not as robust, they're not as strong. So there's lots of ups and downs, and it'll be an exciting Group N battle because there's enough people there to make, you know, there's nobody going to walk away with it.